Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, December 14th, 2023. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. At their December 5th meeting, the Salida City Council voted on Ordinance 2023-16, approving modifications to certain parcels in the South Arc neighborhood area of the Vandeveer Ranch property. This vote, plus a vote on Resolution 2023-53, authorizing city staff to start seeking infrastructure grants, will allow work to start on the development project. The SCC also voted on Ordinances 2023-17 and 18, approving the annexation and change in zoning of the flour mill property, and a first reading on Ordinance 2023-19, an intent to negotiate with the Art Space Organization for a ground lease for the property at 1st and D Streets. The Chaffee Board of County Commissioners also voted in their December 12th regular meeting to approve a designation of financial support of up to $1 million in contributions to the public infrastructure that will be required for the development of what is now known as the South Arc neighborhood. The development is expected to provide at least 400 workforce housing units that the county badly needs. In state news, on Monday, December 11th, the Colorado Supreme Court in a 4-3 decision agreed with Fremont County Judge Caitlin Turner that it was within her authority to reduce a first-degree murder charge against a criminal defendant based on the conduct of the 11th Judicial District Attorney's Linda Stanley's office. The Supreme Court upheld the right of 11th Judicial District judges to apply a penalty to Stanley's office for repeatedly failing to disclose evidence to defense attorneys. The 11th Judicial District includes Chaffee, Fremont, Custer, and Park counties. Stanley, who is an elected Republican, was already under investigation for allegedly violating several rules of professional conduct, including her failure to ensure that her office meets its obligations to disclose evidence. The case behind this latest disclosure failure is People v. Tippett, in which Joseph James Tippett stands accused of first-degree murder for shooting his father in the head on January 6th. Tippett's guilt is not in question because he confessed to the crime while in custody. But under the rules of procedure, the deadline for the prosecution to disclose evidence to his defense counsel is 21 days after the charges are filed, by February 8th. On February 8th, the DA's office disclosed just under 200 evidence files. By March 30th, 2023, there were 1,100 evidence files, nearly six times as many as were originally provided within the required time frame. Last month, former 11th Judicial District Court Judge Ramsey Lama, who had already imposed sanctions, filed his own disciplinary complaint against Stanley after she began investigating him and his family. Stanley has already announced that she does not intend to seek re-election. And in national news with a local impact, the U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday, December 12th, passed the Bipartisan Support Act for Patients and Communities. It includes U.S. Representative Brittany Peterson's provision to bolster the Building Communities of Recovery program. SUPPORT stands for Substance Use Disorder Prevention that promotes opioid recovery and treatment. Both the broader legislation and this provision will expand access to critical resources and treatments to aid those in recovery from substance abuse disorders and mental health issues. Peterson's provision was introduced in June alongside Congressman Zach Nunn as the Communities of Recovery Reauthorization Act of 2023. The funding it provides will significantly increase BCOR's ability to fund local community organizations or centers that champion the development, enhancement, expansion, and delivery of recovery support services. And finally, as of Wednesday, December 13th, the Arc Valley Voices donor match campaign has hit the two-thirds mark. We are looking to raise $15,000 by December 31st from our local community. If we can reach that goal, it will be matched by $15,000 in grants through the Institute for Nonprofit News. Your 100% tax-deductible donation to Arc Valley Voice from now through December 31st supports nonprofit journalism in the Arkansas River Valley. As a 501c3 with the Institute for Nonprofit News as our fiscal sponsor, AVV exists to serve the public interest, not for private profit. Every penny we raise goes to the wages of our working local journalists. Visit arcvalleyvoice.com in order to donate. We thank you for supporting local media like KHEN and AVV. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, December 21st at 9:45 a.m.